You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And now we're moving to a different part of the world, because what are you talking about, Justin?
Yes, you probably heard about all the type of man cook back home in Hong Kong and how it affected the Philippines, Hong Kong, Macau, China, that kind of area. So yeah, I'm just going to give a very brief intro on what's happened and what happened the day, well, that's yesterday, after the typhoon hit. On Monday, Hong Kong is still trying to recover from the damage brought from Typhoon Mangkhut, one of the strongest storms to hit the city. Before arriving in Hong Kong, Mangkhut crossed the northern Philippines, killing 66 people, and the death toll is expected to rise. Mangkhut started to affect Hong Kong late Saturday, bringing in winds more than 160 kilometers an hour. It is stronger than Hong Kong's deadliest cyclone, Typhoon Wanda, which killed more than 400 people in 1962. The Hong Kong Observatory hoisted the number 10 hurricane signal, the highest warning signal, for 10 hours during Sunday. It is the second time the observatory hoisted the number 10 signal since last year, when Typhoon Hato struck last August. The Hong Kong government has reported 1,500 cases of fallen trees and 47 counts of flooding. But on Monday morning, when workers go to work, the transport system went into meltdown. Only 25% of bus routes were operating during rush hour because fallen trees have blocked the roads and stopped buses from leaving the depots. And for Hong Kong's new Eastern New Territories, which rely on buses to commute, the area most affected by this decision is Hong Kong's Eastern New Territories, which rely on buses to commute to the city. Tai Wai Station, which connects the Ma On Shan Line from the Eastern New Territories, and the East Rail Line, which serves Hong Kong's northern suburbs to the city, saw a scene of chaos. Despite the Ma On Shan Line running to schedule yesterday, the East Rail Line was running at a reduced capacity because power cables were damaged during the storm. The Eastern District has a more than 400,000 population. Compounded with a 1 million population in the Northern District, there is definitely not enough trains running at 15-minute frequency to take all the people into work in the city. Tai Wai Station yesterday was jam-packed with commuters trying to get onto trains to go to work in the city. A man told Chinese newspaper Ming Pao that he arrived at Tai Wai Station at 8 a.m. to change trains to the city, but he still can't get to the platform for the city train after waiting for 4 hours, a route that only takes 2 to 3 minutes. Despite Chief Executive Carrie Lam told employers to be, I quote, more flexible, Lee Chek Yan, the chairman of the Hong Kong Confederation of Trade Unions, said Lam should have done something else instead.
We condemn Carrie Lam for not announcing that all civil servants should actually stop work today when there's such a confusion. And asking the civil servant to go out to work actually add to the confusion, and she should have done that.
Apart from creating a transport chaos, flooding to low-lying areas caused power and water cuts to many housing estates. Fallen trees have also damaged numerous artifacts, including the Duddle Street lamps in Hong Kong Island. These street lamps are the last in Hong Kong to run on gas. Schools and universities have also been suspended on Monday.
The Wire.
Sitting on the beach watching transnational criminal scum neoliberal filth.
Yeah, so I'm just going to elaborate a little on the transport pileup because there wasn't enough time for me. So the Ma On Shan Line basically has 9 stations, and each station is serving at least one housing estate with a couple of thousand people living them, let alone 9 stations.
Yeah.
So basically, the line is serving more than 400,000 people, and Tai Wai Station is the interchange station that connects all those 400,000 people onto the train going into the city. Well, those people usually go to work in buses, but obviously there are no buses, so right. Everyone has to go to the train. But on the other side of Tai Wai Station, we have the East Rail Line, which is basically the one of the oldest rail links in Hong Kong, connecting since the colonial times, connecting Hong Kong and the mainland China. And basically, the stations served along this line are very old towns that probably have, I reckon, about 1 to 2 million people living in them.
And wow.
Yeah, and just now and because yesterday the train is running at 15-minute intervals from north going to south into
and
the
Connor
city.
And Connor said, really?
Yeah, and basically...
Yeah, I was like, in Asia, 15 minutes between trains is like a lifetime.
Yeah.
There's usually
and
two
I said, that's
or
Auckland
three.
Level shit.
Yeah. And basically, when they arrived at Tai Wai Station, because they have to pick up all the people trying to go to work, that obviously don't have enough room for the Ma On Shan line passengers. And basically what happened in Tai Wai Station yesterday is a pileup. No one can get onto the train and everyone is just stuck at the stations. And this revealed another big problem of Hong Kong's storm planning. Before we've got all the warnings set in place before the typhoon comes and everyone's very grateful. Even though there's a lot of damage, it wasn't as serious as what happened in 1962 with Typhoon Wanda. But now it raises another problem, which is how do people react to the disaster? Like today, people still are one day after the typhoon, which all the transport systems are gone, people are still flocking to work.
The
government has no initiative on stopping that. And that's another way that Hong Kong needs to think about.
Hopefully it gets better soon.
Yeah, hopefully. And I just want to say is Hong Kong probably experiences like 3 to 4 typhoons in every monsoon season.
Right.
And Mangkhut is just one of the stronger ones that we haven't seen before. So
attributable to climate change, possibly?
It will be a change to climate change, as one of the former heads of the Hong Kong Observatory said, because of climate change, the latitude where typhoon are formed are pushing up north.
That's very sciencey, but sure.
Yeah, it's very sciencey, but I'm going to like cram a little bit. So the latitude, so previous typhoons are formed near the equator, but because the seawater are getting more, it's getting warmer. Even up further north. Yeah, even
Lillian was talking to this last
week. Up further north can form typhoons, so you won't be surprised if these few years you can see a typhoon going up to the north of Japan, where it's supposed to be cold.
Wow.
Maybe we should start fixing our behavior a little bit.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no worries.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.